haven't done Fast Food Friday in a while. We got fast food menu changes that outraged customers. Quesarito.
The Quesarito?
Yeah.
What is Taco Bell if they're not serving made-up Mexican foods?
And KFC joining the potato controversy. They decided to switch out its potato wedges for fries.
But they're still getting potatoes. For a minute there, potatoes. I was starting to get worried that our potato growers are going to be in trouble.
If they get rid of their mashed potatoes, then they might as well shut the doors.
Yeah, no point in that.
But yeah,
they're just changing up their fries.
Yeah.
Okay. But although that hadn't always worked out well for fast food places. Wendy's, I still regret their fry change.
Yeah. KFC also is getting rid of their double down sandwich. But it's the two buns are actually two chicken breasts with a bunch of stuff in between.
So their efforts to kill off America one cardiac arrest at a time. they're scaling back on those, is what you're telling me.
McDonald's faced backlash when it announced it would be removing cheeseburgers and chocolate milk from the Happy Meals.
What?
In an effort to make it healthier.
What?
Chocolate milk.
Come on now. First of all,
you're ruining childhood here.
Yes, and cheeseburgers. Come on. Like chicken nuggets are any better? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are McDonald's. Nobody is going to you to eat healthy. All right? If we want to eat healthy, we're not going to you. We know what we're doing when we pull into a McDonald's.
Taking chocolate milk away is like taking candy from a baby.
And what if my kid just had a workout? It's a great post-workout drink. They've been lifting weights and they want to go get a Happy Meal. 5-year-old girl just done, 20 reps of 50 pounds. She needs some chocolate milk.
All right, here's a COVID-related menu removal.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's, again, angered fans when it decided to drop its chicken tenders from the menu in 2016, and again when the chain limited its menu due to COVID.
Yeah.
So they got rid of it twice.
Well, my kids were all crushed because they got rid of, their double Big Mac, their triple. Remember they had the double Big Mac, triple Big Mac? Yeah. And they're all like, we're going to go get triple Big Mac. They went there one day, and they were gone. Just ran the Big Mac.
Here's one that outraged me. Chick-fil-A. When it decided to drop its coleslaw, I was outraged.
They've been disappointing a lot lately.
I am still mad about that. And also their spicy chicken biscuit sandwich.
I mean, coleslaw is perfect with a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It just goes together. That made no sense.
And, of course, at one point, Popeye's had temporarily pulled its new chicken sandwich.
Well,
because
that didn't really pull it. They just couldn't make it.
Yeah, they couldn't make it. Couldn't get supplies.
I mean, I still have trouble going there and getting their chicken sandwich.
Well, we don't have any thought out. We can't make them yet.
And I haven't heard about this one. Burger King faced backlash from the farming community after announcing it would be testing burgers from cows with diets designed to reduce methane gas emissions.
Cows that fart less. Now let's just get to it.
And finally, Subway caused a stir when it moved its roast beef and rotisserie chicken from its sandwich lineup. Oh, well. That one doesn't bother me.
I didn't realize they got rid of the roast
beef. If I'm going to get roast beef from fast food, it's going to be Arby's.
Although I've noticed, going there, there's a couple of sandwiches, like the one by us, that they don't have.
Oh, my goodness. Lori in Waterville just texted us a picture of a sign that was on the Taco Bell in Perrysburg's door. The following items will be removed from menu boards: grilled steak tacos, 7-layer burritos, nacho supremes, beefy nacho griller, cheesy potato griller, cheesy fiesta potatoes, chips and pico, chips and guacamole, beefy fritos burrito, spicy tostada, spicy potato soft taco, triple layer nachos, mini skillet bowl, and the quesarito.
Well, first of all, Nacho Supreme, are you kidding me? That is an extensive list. I heard they were getting rid of their chips and dips.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which doesn't make sense, but.
But nachos? Well, again.
Nacho Supremes? I mean, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Is Taco Bell really Mexican food?
But it's where we go to get made up Mexican food.
Yes,
and now you're taking away all the made up Mexican food.
I'm loving their new double stack taco. It's on the dollar menu. It's probably going to be gone any day now. Fritz from Lima said, the new KFC fries are all right. Nothing to write home about. And he said, random fact, cows release more methane from their mouth than their rear.
Well, so now we need is cows that don't breathe. We need to get meat from cows that don't breathe. I bet if you stop the breathing long enough, you can stop the farting, too.
Air-free cows.
Yes.
Doyle from Toledo, Texas. And thank God squirrel season is just a couple weeks away with all the food cancellations. Squirrel still thrives in abundance.
But as I learned...
One, ready? Right. Squirrels are high in cholesterol.
Yes. Food facts from Cousin Eddie. I will say this, Doyle, and I also learned almost all the cases of like trichinine poisoning, that's what used to be bad in pork, that make people sick from pork. Almost every case now in America, because they changed the way they raise pork, comes from squirrels.
Well, I heard they found a squirrel in Colorado that had the bubonic plague.
Oh, plague-ridden squirrels and trichinine. Doyle says, have you seen me lately? Do I look like I'm worried about eating fat? No, you don't, Doyle.